This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With only 2,400 votes left to count, it looks as if Lisa Calderon's comeback in Denver's mayoral battle has fallen just short. She's conceded the race that puts former state Senator Mike Johnston and former Chamber of Commerce CEO Kelly Bruff in June's runoff. CPR's Ben Marcus reports Johnston and Bruff together had more money backing them than all the other 15 candidates combined.
The big winner may have been the centrist business interests. Eric Sonderman is a political analyst.
This is a contest among the political establishment. And these are both center to left center people who probably have more in common than not.
They'll now spend the next 2 months trying to draw any distinction. And given the fundraising abilities of both candidates, voters can expect to see both Johnston and Bruff on their TV and in their mailboxes until June. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
It's taking longer for households with lower incomes to rebuild after the Marshall Fire, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Most households making less than $75,000 per year are still in the pre-permit stage of rebuilding. Meanwhile, less than 40% of those making more than $200,000 per year are still waiting on permits. That's according to a new study from the Urban Institute. Additionally, households with higher incomes have better insurance coverage plans that help them cover a greater share of rebuilding costs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There's more of the day's news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.